When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
This podcast is brought to you by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in over 40 currencies, with no markups and no hidden fees. Whether you're sending pesos across the pond, spending reals in Rio, or getting paid in dollars for your side gig, you'll get the mid-market exchange rate on every transaction. Plus, most transfers arrive in less than 20 seconds. Join 15 million customers internationally. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. T's and C's apply.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Don't know why I think the same way Brandon McGinley does from the Post-Gazette, but I do. He's a brilliant writer. Is he brilliant because I think he thinks the way I do? Probably. But he's my man, and he gets it, and he lives it, and he walks it, and that's probably the other reason why I love him. Joins us this afternoon. Hey, brother, how are you?
Hey, Marty, how's it going today?
In a real pragmatic way, I saw your piece the other day, and in a much more beautiful way, you said what I was thinking. If we can do this for 3 days, why can't we do it for 33 days and 333 days? And beyond, why can't this be the template for Pittsburgh, the magnificence that we saw during the draft, sir? Yes?
It's been so great to see, you know, I was actually out of town over the weekend, which was a coincidence. I didn't realize I'd planned a long weekend for the draft, but I kind of coincidentally ended up being a draft dodger. But I was just like checking social media to see people's reactions. And while there were some mixed reactions to the Steelers picks, the reactions to the city that I saw, especially from newcomers, were universally positive. And
it was amazing.
It was so great to see. I think, you know, the lesson from this is that it can be done.
Yes.
It can be done. And you have to, you know, and it can be done. It requires precisely the kind of cooperation among public and private stakeholders and so on that we've always said, like, you know, it's something that I've written about. I'm sure you've talked about that. Like, this city's built on that kind of collaboration. The best moments in Pittsburgh's recent history have always been because of public and private sector institutions working together and kind of working from the same playbook. Not to use a football.
It's spot on, brother.
But sometimes you need a deadline. And the other comparison I keep making, I've made it on the air at the radio station, is it's like a family tidying up their, you know, somewhat untidy house for a big party. Now the challenge is, and we have the deadline makes it so much easier to get it done because you know it has to get done, and it wouldn't get done if it weren't for the deadline. Now the challenge is for all of us, and for all the institutions that work together to do this, to learn from these lessons and to keep it going. Say we shouldn't need a deadline to make the city look, or maybe we should impose a deadline. Maybe every spring in April, whether or not we have the draft, we should pretend like we're going to have the draft. We should schedule an event or something that makes it, that gives us that deadline.
I'm going to use two examples that nail what you're saying. Without that deadline. Market Square doesn't happen, and yep. Arts Landing does not happen. And both of them, my man, are friggin' beautiful. Insanely yep. cool. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. Yeah, oh yeah. I mean, and I was a little bit skeptical of using so much money on yep. those two things, especially Market Square, because I thought Market Square was pretty fine the way it was before. We had just, you know, we had just put a lot of money into it. I still don't think it was necessarily the best thing to do to use that money to polish what was already a gem. That being said, I was downtown the day before the draft when it was empty.
Yeah.
But it looked great. It really did. And so, you know, whatever misgivings I have about, you know, the priorities, the execution was very, very
insane.
Good. And again, it just shows, like, we don't have to settle for mediocrity. We don't have to settle for, you know, there's this thing out there, and you've seen it, Marty, where people, especially a certain kind of, like, young person, often even someone who's not even from here, who has an idea of Pittsburgh in their head, who thinks that, like, oh, Pittsburgh has to be kind of dingy to be authentic. If it's not rough around the edges, then it's not the real Pittsburgh. Well, that's crap. You know, like, that's, we're making it, when we act like that, we're making it difficult for people to like the space.
Hey.
To like this place, when we should be inviting them into somewhere that is as beautiful as we say it is, because, you know, it is.
But hold on, my man. You subscribe to this, and you have been so spot on about this. This was the perfect combination of you write a check, the state, you write a check, the city, you write a check, the federal government, you write a check, corporate America, and make Pittsburgh great. Graffiti, public works, public safety, flowers, you name it, it works, sir. It's amazing, actually.
Yeah.
It blew me away.
And it shows that this kind of pragmatism, like, you know, ultimately, I think it was in this most recent column that I wrote that, you know, this is what governance ultimately is. Municipal governance is not about pursuing abstract goals. It's about very concrete, tangible things like public safety, beautiful public parks, the maintenance of public spaces. It's about making sure public things are good for the public. When public spaces go to crap, that's not good for anybody. And when we let them go to crap and we pretend like it's some kind of, you know, pursuing some great equity goal or something like that, that just discredits the broader goal, because everyday people look at it and like, well, if this is what equity looks like, I don't want it.
So I need your honest opinion about something that concerns me.
Yeah.
When they take the fences down from Arts Landing, when they take the roving cops on patrol away from Market Square, do we turn it back over to the roving gangs of punks and thugs and drug addicts and drunks? And is it once again ruined where defecation is commonplace?
It doesn't have to be. So last Wednesday, I had an event downtown.
Yeah.
And I just worked downtown all day. And after I was done with my work for the day, I walked around. I walked to the point.
Nice.
I walked to Arts Landing. With still the fences up, so I had to put my head inside.
Yeah, of course.
And I said to myself about Arts Landing in particular, this is going to be hard to keep up.
Right on.
It's a big open space in the middle of downtown. It's completely porous. There's no... And that's good. Public spaces should be porous.
Right on.
You should be able to walk right in. But that also means it's going to be a challenge. And there's no space for sentimentality and things like that.
Right on.
This is the point that I think... I hope that people learn from this. There's no space for sentimentality. There's no like, oh, well, that person doing drugs probably, you know, has issue or something, you know, and we should just let it go. No, there can be no, you have to be completely unsentimental about the protection of public spaces. And we went through a few years, probably more than that, of sentimentality about this.
Yep.
And you can be unsentimental, by the way, and still be empathetic. Okay. So I'm not saying, you know, throw people into the river. I'm saying there are public spaces that if you allow them to be treated badly, no one's going to want to go there, and they will be ruined. The people who misbehave or act antisocially in public spaces, there should be services and so on that are rendered to them.
Right on.
It can be done in a way that is unsentimental about the protection of a public space, while also being kind of empathetic and respectful of those who need help.
I need your perspective on the businesses who's flat out sending me notes. They got screwed by this draft. What's your take?
I think that I had read about what had happened in other cities.
Yes, sir.
So this didn't surprise me.
No.
So even like Green Bay, Detroit, the word from all the other folks who hosted this big event was that people came and stayed within the draft footprint. They did not go wandering around. So I saw it coming. and I guess maybe I wish I'd talked about it more publicly so that people would have managed their expectations better.
Yeah.
And I think it is fair to say that there was in the ether, both in media and in the kind of public perception in public authorities who were talking about how great this was going to be. I think they maybe could have managed expectations a little bit better.
Yeah.
I remember talking to people saying, and I don't know how this went, so I don't, maybe it went brilliantly, but I remember talking to folks who were talking about they were going to do a big like community festival in Mount Washington during the draft to try to attract newcomers to see the community. And I was like, I'm thinking like, that's a really cool idea. But the experience of other cities is that
they ain't coming.
Don't wander.
They ain't coming.
Yeah. 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 And a friend just suggested to me in an email today that, maybe if we, next time we host a big event like this or other cities that host the draft in particular, throw a city party the day before.
Wow.
So that Wednesday when I was downtown and it was empty, that could have been, and I don't know, maybe the NFL, like they don't want to have their toes stepped on. So maybe the NFL would forbid it. But if there was like a Pittsburgh festival the day before, that could be a way of making sure everybody benefits a little bit more.
Well, let me tell you what did happen. Hotels got greedy, man. The rooms that were $1,400 3 months ago were $200 Saturday night, brother.
Yep. That's the other thing, is I think the expectations of what people are going to be willing to pay, and frankly, I think that people just proved to be a lot more adept at being frugal than the accommodations people expected. And that includes, by the way, the people who thought they were going to get $10,000 for their houses on the north side.
I agree.
Through Airbnb or whatever. You know, at the end of the day, who's showing up to the NFL draft? Yeah, there are going to be like businessmen who are going to drop $10,000 to live in like a big old house in the north side. Sure, but that's not the average person.
No,
the average person at a draft is like wearing T-shirts with rude words on.
Right on, brother. Brandon McGinley. So, overall, though, brother, it was friggin' spectacular in my book, brother.
Yes,
spectacular.
Oh, absolutely. No, when people said Pittsburgh should do it every year, and I'm like, hell yeah,
hell yeah, my brother, the best in America. Thanks, my man.
Yeah, thanks, buddy. Bye-bye.
Guy's brilliant. Some of my boys in the Strip District got wiped out of this weekend. The only thing I would suggest is I don't know the mindset of someone coming in.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
This podcast is brought to you by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in over 40 currencies with no markups and no hidden fees. Whether you're sending pesos across the pond, spending reals in Rio, or getting paid in dollars for your side gig, you'll get the mid-market exchange rate on every transaction. Plus, most transfers arrive in less than 20 seconds. Join 15 million customers internationally. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. T's and C's apply.
Power your next journey with True North Convenience Stores and Monster Energy. Stock up and stay energized when you grab two of your favorite Monster cans for $6. Or save even more when you buy more. Whether you're gearing up for work, hitting the road, or powering through your next adventure, True North has the energy you need to save. Get more ways to save with True Rewards. Find the app in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Springtime's the perfect time to turn the page and refresh your home style. The only problem? It can be expensive. Luckily, there's a better way to shop well-worthy pieces for less at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's negotiates with manufacturers to get you the best everyday low prices, giving the shopping power back to you. The power to get more style, comfort, and quality for less on amazing pieces like stylish mid-century dining sets made for hosting those big spring brunches, pop-up sleeper sectionals with all the bells and whistles so you can turn any room into a guest room, and next-level Bobopedic mattresses so you can get a great night's rest after you've finished redecorating every room. So, when you're ready to spring into new style, stop into your nearest store or shop online and see how you can get wow-worthy style for less with Bob's Discount Furniture.
And on a bus from Monroeville, how they would end up in the Strip District. Not trying to be a jerk, because they wouldn't. How they would end up in Lawrenceville, because they wouldn't. Seriously. I feel bad about this because some of my boys got just flat out spanked. Some of the hotels, please grab that right there. That's Mad Max. Thank you. Some of the hotels got spanked. That I didn't predict. I just didn't. What happened was, people said, screw it, I'll stay in Monroeville. I'll stay at South Point and take the bus in. People said, screw it, I'm not paying $250 for parking. I'll take the bus in. They just did. I saw what happened overnight. The space that we parked in on Thursday was $90, and on Friday it was $30. And my man Merrill Stabile gets it. He's a genius, and he changed it immediately. I had to grab Mad Max, one of my boys who has a great sense of what happened during this draft and what might have to happen after. So no one knows the Market Square downtown vibe that's grimy more than Max, because he lives it. My concern, Max, is as Monday goes to Tuesday, the same grime will be headed back to Market Square, because the creep started happening this weekend and they had to bring a lot of cops in to stop teens that were on the move. Yes, sir?
That's right. And your concern is my concern, as you say. So, you know, kudos to the city of Pittsburgh, the police, and everyone else that came together and ensured a great event for the weekend. But now that that's over, I mean, great, you know, hand clap, everybody.
Right.
Let's carry that forward, and let's not forget what we did to make it work. I mean, it was shown that it can be done.
Uh-huh.
So let's do it. Let's make it happen, and let's keep everybody safe downtown. Let's, you know, these kids get out of hand. They need to go to jail or, you know, get picked up and arrested by the cops, not go home with mommy. They need to sit in jail until their arraignment date. And it needs to hurt a little bit, Marty. You can't just keep letting these kids run around and get away with everything. If there's no consequences, they're going to keep doing what they're doing.
And Max, I sat there with you at that Arch Landing, which is friggin' magnificent. And we looked
absolutely
at each other
gorgeous.
And said, we looked at each other, we said, Max, what happens when they take these fences down? That worries me, sir, right?
So the one thing that Patrick mentioned is that is privately owned, privately funded, I guess.
It is.
And there's private security there.
Yes.
So
65 cameras, too.
I hope that, you know, like you said, you know, they have the ability to have two-way communication or, you know,
they
say,
do.
Hey, get out of here, whatever.
They can yell at you, yeah.
Yeah, so hopefully that's enough of a deterrent to keep away people that would otherwise normally creep into that space. There's still going to be troublemakers, and then for those people, you send the cops and have the cops come down and either move them on or arrest them if they refuse to leave.
And if they don't, Max, it'll be ruined in 6 months. Or less. Huh?
Right. I hate to see that happen, but it's a reality. I mean, that could happen.
Hey Max, do me a favor, brother. Keep your eye on downtown this week. Let me know if you see the creep creeping back in.
Well, I sent you a thing yesterday about 60-something-year-old woman got beat up and had her phone and purse stolen in Market Square.
Yeah, I saw that. And then a big fight at the Second Avenue shelter. Big fight.
Yep. And then it was good to see the state police down on Southside moving everybody out of there the other night. And, you know, maybe we need a little bit more of that to kind of set the tone that we're not putting up with that nonsense anymore.
And I agree, but man, Max, that had like this Thunderdome vibe to it. You know what I mean? That was, man, heavy, brother.
With the mounted police.
Oh, my.
I call it the Four Horsemen of Appalachia.
Oh, I love them. They kicked ass, but if that's what it takes and it's not going to happen again, we're going to have trouble.
Hey, missed opportunity at the casino. What they should have done is put blackjack dealers at the gates for the parking and $200 a hand. And if you win your hand, you park for free. And if you lose, you pay $200.
Hey, Max, I got several messages from employees who were despondent. They made no money this weekend. None. Zero.
Yeah, it's too bad. Shame.
Mad Max, thanks, brother. You're the best.
You got it.
You're my man. You got a vast call. Love that song, man. Man. Beautifully written. It's poetic, man. I'm going to talk about this kid from Lebo, this Eli kid, Heidenreich. One of the coolest things I've seen in years in sports. It's the magic and the beauty of sports. It just is. I love football. I love the NFL. I think they handle their business magnificently. It's a dynasty. It's insane. I love how the Steelers manage this. I just do. I love the fact that they get it. You think about that draft. Back in the day, like in my dad's day, that was like a bunch of old white guys in hotel rooms writing stuff on pads of paper and picking kids. There were like 14 rounds. No one cared. No one. No one said anything until now. They have turned the draft into a multi-billion dollar business. And let me tell you when I knew that it was working. My wife enjoyed it. She's not a football person. We sat there. First of all, my wife was magnificent on television all week on Katie. They were in Market Square. They just crushed it. Crushed it. The entertainment value of it kind of grabbed my wife, and she's not a football person. And it grabbed my daughters, and they were at the draft hanging out. I'm telling you, ma'am. They get it. The NFL, that commissioner, man, people yell and scream about Goodell makes $65 million. Who cares? There's CEOs that make $150 million, $400 million. They don't do what he does. They crushed it. The way they organize it, the way they manage it, It's magnificent. From soup to nuts, ma'am. The way the Steelers managed it was amazing. How they got all their players there. And this Eli Heidenreich thing. Whoo! Honestly, brought me to tears. It was, I don't know what it was. I guess because we know his family. We're supposed to talk to him live in about 10 minutes, less than that. This is how cool this kid is. He's back at the Naval Academy right now. They work like between working out and studying, and they're like on 20-hour days. He has a window of time every day between 12:45 and 1:15, he's calling us at 12:45. I swear. You know how you want some people to succeed? You just want them to? some of these kids, you want them to succeed because of their background, from where they came, they got nothing. Some of these kids just have that factor, right? My man, that kid, and I don't know him personally, my daughters do really well. My daughter, Chloe, is very close with the family. My wife is very close with the family. And they're what you would want a family to be. They love each other and take care of each other. And this young man represents everything that makes America great. I heard several of the ESPN guys say they were crying. A couple of the ESPN guys said this is the greatest moment in the entire draft. He sat there for 3 days with his boys from the Naval Academy in their uniforms. It's kind of cool. And he was headed to the Marines to be a pilot. I'm going to ask him. I'm not sure he's going to be a pilot, but we'll find out. And if you don't like Trump, that's your business. But Trump made this possible, not just for him, but for other jocks in the service academies to play professional sports. And this is not a sports show, but this kind of transcends that. Because he's a local kid. He's a Lebo kid. He has a heart and a soul. And really, really gives a damn. And I find it, the commitment to both America, Trump allows these guys to play professional sports now and then they come back. And I think they have to serve. Is that him? Oh, let's take him. Let's take him.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
This podcast is brought to you by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in over 40 currencies with no markups and no hidden fees. Whether you're sending pesos across the pond, spending reals in Rio, or getting paid in dollars for your side gig, you'll get the mid-market exchange rate on every transaction. Plus, most transfers arrive in less than 20 seconds. Join 15 million customers internationally. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. T's and C's apply.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Springtime is almost here, and if you've been itching to redo every room in your home, Bob's Discount Furniture can help. When you shop at Bob's, you get wow-worthy everyday low prices on fabulous furniture for every room. Everything from stylish mid-century dining sets and top-rated Bob-O-Pedic mattresses with the best warranties in the business to pop-up sleeper sectionals, all for a fraction of what they cost elsewhere. So, stop in or shop online and get wow-worthy pieces for less. Only at Bob's.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Speaking of the devil, Eli, how are you?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Fantastic. Congratulations.
Thank you. I truly appreciate it.
A lot of folks want to know, because I love the fact that you're allowed to play in the NFL. How did that happen, sir?
In terms of the role?
Yeah, like in terms of what Trump did to allow Academy guys to play in the NFL.
Yeah, so in the NDAA, they changed the policy, and it allows up to five athletes from each service academy per year to go into the selected reserves. So how that'll look is whenever I graduate, I'll go into the reserves as an officer in the Marine Corps.
Nice.
And that allows me to fully focus on football, and I won't really have any military responsibilities. And they asked me to do a few things kind of PR related in the off season, you know, to spread light to the military. But other than that, I won't have anything, especially in season, fully focused on football.
What about a reserve after you play in the NFL? What happens then?
So I'm not too sure what that looks
like.
Yeah,
yeah.
And then the thing about this whole situation is I will have the choice to go back active if I'd like as well. So if I'm not playing football anymore down the road, I'll have the choice to go back and serve a more active role, and I do plan on doing that eventually.
Eli, you're back at the academy, and now you're a Pittsburgh Steeler. Does this seem a little weird, surreal to you, like it was a dream, man?
You know, it does. I've had to pinch myself a few times these last few days, and I think the big thing for me is just, you know, kind of taking a step back and having the perspective to, you know, think about how much work's gone into this. I'm just thankful for the opportunity, but I think the big thing is don't dwell on it too long. It's just an opportunity, like I said. So the work really is just beginning, and I'm ready to get after it.
Eli Heidenreich. Hey, Eli. So we were all watching it, of course. It was magnificent. And clarify this for me. Did you have an inkling the Steelers were going to pick you? Because I heard you were looking at some free agency issues. What actually happened, sir?
Yep. So leading up to the draft, I was hearing some chatter, especially from my agent, who communicates with him a lot, from the Steelers. And they were definitely interested pre-draft. And I knew I'd definitely have a chance of getting picked by them. And going into draft day, kind of sliding down, and it's getting down to the seventh round, and we're starting to hear a lot of offers come through for like an undrafted free agent deal.
Sure.
So I actually ended up committing to a team on a good deal, and then the Steelers called like 10 minutes after that. So.
Wow. Wow. Your whole life you wanted this, right?
Absolutely. I think it's any football player's dream growing up to play in the NFL, and even more so to play for the team that you've been cheering for your entire life, and to be staying home. It means so much to me and my family, and I'm just excited to be able to represent the people of Pittsburgh in a way as a hometown guy playing for the Steelers. It's just it's really special.
And let's be blunt. You're not some kind of PR stunt. This isn't a fluke. You have the skills, do you not, my man?
Absolutely. I think I've shown that the last few seasons at Navy, and I think I can do a lot on offense and special teams, and I can contribute in a bunch of different ways, whether you're throwing it to me, handing the ball off, blocking, and then, getting out there and contributing in the special teams areas. I can do a lot, and I think the biggest thing for me is day one, just finding a way to make the team better. That's always what I've been about.
Eli, we have a personal connection. My daughter, Chloe, loves your sister. We love your family. I was watching your sister and your mom and your dad crying backstage. That had to be a hell of an emotional moment, my man.
It absolutely was. It means so much to them. And I think the big reason is they've put so much time in as well. They've supported me along the way, and I think that they just care so much about me, and I could feel the love from them because they want it just as much as I do for me, and that just means so much, having those family members like that in my corner.
So what happens next?
So right now, I went back down to Annapolis on Sunday morning. I just finished up four periods of class this morning. Just had new meal formation and lunch. So I have about an hour break here in between my next class. So I'll have another class this afternoon. I got some meetings later on today. Start meeting with a position coach and, starting to get to work. And I'm fired up.
It's an amazing feeling, isn't it?
It is. It really is. And I think I've said the word thankful or grateful a ton these past few days. And it's because I do mean that. I'm just extremely thankful, and I feel blessed to have this opportunity.
I got to tell you, it's kind of torn. I went to Central Catholic. I played with Dan Marino. You kicked our asses and went undefeated to win the state title. My kids went berserk saying, Dad, look, Dad, they killed Central. Yet watching you win, watching your passion, it's a hell of a thing, my man. You can't teach those kind of things. You love it, don't you?
I do. I've always loved just everything about football. There's so much that goes into the game. Like, obviously, I love playing the game. And for me, I've always been a competitor, and there's no better game when it comes to competition. But, I think the biggest thing about football and the two places I played football at recently, the Naval Academy and Mount Lebanon, there's a different sense of brotherhood in those teams.
Yep.
And I think the biggest thing about football is the relationships you have, especially with your teammates that, for me, I'll carry with me the rest of my life. I think that's the thing I'm the most thankful for from the game is just the relationships and, the people that I've had the chance of meeting and becoming friends with along the way.
How's your mom feeling? She losing it. Is she just dying? She's got to be dying. Huh?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, she's loving it. It's just been an emotional day for us, or emotional few days, I should say, for our family. They're just so happy, and they're loving it.
Everybody knows you now. Oh, yeah, I know him. Yeah, we hung out all the time. Sure you did. Eli, congrats, man. It's a hell of a moment, and everybody tells me you're the best, and I buy it. And my daughter, Chloe, knows it, and she loves your family, and so do we, man. Congratulations, man. You represent so well.
Thank you. I truly appreciate it.
All right, young man. Talk to you again. That young man was raised right. Unbelievable. I'm biased as hell, but that kid was raised right, man. Man. It was, if you know anyone that went to the academies, and I do, you have to be special. And they're special. And then, just guys that I went to Central with that went to the academies, Air Force Academy. Bob Tootie Mechanical, his son went to the Air Force Academy and played a quarterback for them. It's a lifeline to success. Presidents, Supreme Court justices, senators, congressmen, CEOs went to these schools. But you got to commit to your country. And they have to maintain the same academic standards that every other student at the academies has to maintain. And on top of that, they got to play a sport. And it's every single morning. They're up at 5 a.m. and they go till 10, 11 at night. It's an amazing, amazing commitment. I do not know Eli. I don't. But my wife is close friends with his mom. My daughter, Chloe, is close friends with his sister and says he's a magnificent young man. That he cares about people. That he gives a damn. That he works his ass off. Is respectful. Hardworking. I hope he becomes a star and represents everything about the academies in America. And Pittsburgh and the Steelers that we all love. I cannot and will not get all caught up in analyzing the draft or the draft picks. I'm clueless. I'm an idiot. I know nothing about it. I know this. That young man was raised right. If you heard what he said, 5 classes today. He has a 1-hour break, and he took time to call us to talk to the city of Pittsburgh. And I got to thank my man Bert Lawton with the Steelers for setting that whole thing up. Because everybody wants a piece of this kid now because it's so local. It has that Captain America vibe to it. And there's a lot of pressure on him to succeed in his hometown. However, comma, if he made it through the academy, and he did, he graduates May 22nd, he will make it in the NFL. He'll be the first guy on the field and the last guy to leave. It's actually a wonderful thing to have your kids around. And for his mother and father, who made tremendous sacrifices for him to get there, who went to all of his games. Can you imagine? Both home and away, Navy games. God bless them. And they treat all their kids the same way. All of them. It's fantastic to see. And I wish him the best. And there's something special about having your kids around. I saw my daughter, Sophia, this weekend just to pick her up. And just to be able to hear her voice and to hang out and to have a meal and talk about Harry Styles, Donald Trump, Eli Heidenreich, just sit there on the couch is a hell of a thing. And I'm certain that Eli's mom and his dad feel the same way. I couldn't help but think of my own father when I saw them behind the stage at the draft. They were crying. Paulie.
Yes, sir.
This Eli kid, just talked to him live. This ain't no stunt. He's legit, right?
Yeah, I would suggest the Steeler fans that might have some doubts, Google his Navy highlight reel. One-handed catches, making people miss. McCaffrey, who plays for the 49ers, he's a star.
Yeah.
They have the exact same, well, not exact same, but they have very similar athletic abilities. His times at the combine, his vertical leap, his 40. I mean, Eli runs a 4.4 40. I mean, this is a legit athlete. He took Mount Lebanon to an undefeated state championship season. He is a very special athlete that starred at the Naval Academy. He shined. He was amazing.
Hey, Paulie.
And no one will outwork him.
Tough to be a star at home?
Oh, it's always more pressure.
Yeah, a little more
pressure. But the thing that's great, everyone's going to root so hard for him. How do you not love the kid?
Love.
He's what's good about us. He's the best of us.
Yeah.
He's that guy. Team player first, amazing student, wanted to go represent our country, was going to enlist in the Marines if this, you know, NFL thing didn't happen. I'm sorry, there's not many people out there any better than this kid as a human being, let alone a standout athlete.
Hey, Paulie, was that the best moment of the draft? For me, it was.
Actually, I'm not a big X guy.
I say, yeah.
I made a post of him, and I just said, hey, this is the exclamation. This is the absolute best moment.
It was beautiful.
And if you didn't get well, I mean, there's people that I know that aren't the most emotional people.
Yeah.
They were crying.
Oh, yeah.
It was. I mean, come on.
It was amazing.
It was the coolest. And it's something like, you know, to see a man in uniform and give a salute.
Yeah.
And we live in a world now that doesn't have much respect for much of anything.
No.
Doesn't really have values anymore. This is a kid with, you know,
all of it.
Credentials that are just superior to most of us.
It's amazing.
I'm so excited for the kid.
Nailed it. Nailed it.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download, and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient, meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered. How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 Hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 Sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.